When looking for the King of Podcasts, you're at the wrong channel.
Well, excuse me!
Looking for good ideas for life? You're far from good hands.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
If you think the listener is always right, you're far from the right place.
Out of order! Even in the future, nothing works!
Hosted by a Northeasterner by birth, but a rebel by choice.
Are you threatening me?
If you want a host that floats between love and madness,
and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight.
Then play on and listen to Crazy Train Radio.
All right, guys, listen to this blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Warning, creators of this game do understand the subject matter may be offensive to some, but they do honor the families and people that have been affected by these real life tragedies that these individuals have caused. Want to play a game?
Oh yeah!
Lover of true crime?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, we got an interesting game for you to check out.
Wow.
With the mashup of influences such as horror movies, collecting cards, and RPGs.
What?
Led to giving birth to an incredible creation of this game, Killers the Card Game.
You are all my children now.
This game is a collectible trading card game featuring some of the most infamous killers with tidbits of trivia on the back of each card to help you learn some insight to each criminal.
Who the hell are you?
Let's not forget, during the game, cops will be chasing you and these criminals.
I'm a cop, you idiot!
However, check out their website listed through all social media today, which can be found under Killers the Card Game.
Am I on the internet?
I want to play a game.
Hey, it's Brooke Allingworth, and you're listening to Crazy Train Radio.
Hey folks, it's your least favorite host in the podcast world, Croc, Jonathan Steele. Boy, do we have a good one for you today. Emerging into the country music scene with a heartfelt vibrancy, this next guest is certainly carving a unique path as a singer-songwriter to watch. This British cowboy is a country musician based in Oxford, UK, but always has got Nashville on his tail. His new single, Like It Was the First Time, is out now, and we'll actually have it here. But let's go ahead and welcome Mr. Brooke Ellingsworth. Brooke, how you doing, sir?
Hey, man. I'm good. How are you?
Glad we got to do this, but So we'll start with the new single, Like It Was the First Time. So what can you tell us about it? What's the reaction been? All that fun stuff.
So the reaction's been great. It's probably been the best reaction to anything I've ever released, which is awesome. And the song, it The song, it's a love song. At the same time, it's also a heartbreak song. But it's about that. It's about that first kiss that you've had with someone that's changed your life in some sort of way. So when I play it live, I always tell the audience, I'm like, this is that first kiss that is with someone that's changed everything for you. If it's with the person that you're with today, or if they're at home or a different country, or maybe it's the one that got away.
So
yeah.
Ooh, excuse me. Go ahead. So I'm going to put it in right here for all you to listen to.
Let me spin you around and kiss you like I did that night, like it was the first time. Yeah, yeah. And as I stare right back at you, you had me across the room, a whiskey dancing like strangers do. I wish I already knew that you were just passing through, but nothing I could really do to save myself from falling for someone like you. So take my heart for another round, shoot me straight, don't water me down, look through me with those fiery eyes. You made everyone disappear, just you and me in the stratosphere. Let me spin you around and kiss you like I did that night, like it was the first time. Yeah, yeah. Knock the wind straight out of me, 90 proof won't save. Still waiting on the day that you walk in. The day that you walk in. So take my heart for another round. Shoot me straight, don't water me down. Look through me with those fiery eyes. You made everyone else disappear. Just you and me in the stratosphere. Let me spin. Like it was the first time, yeah. Like it was the first time.
Coming out of like it was the first time, you talk about that first kiss and all that fun stuff. And was there a certain inspiration for the song itself?
There was definitely a moment that happened that inspired this song. That was a while ago. And usually, if it's in love life or just generally, if something happens that impacts me, I'll write about it, as most, if not any songwriter does, you know, it's that way to get it out. And usually if there's something romantic going on in my love life or whatever it might be, they're probably going to get a song written about them, I think.
Okay there, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, exactly.
So you hail from a quaint little town outside of Oxford. And I'm curious to know, because there's not many I can think of that are from the UK that are into the country music scene. So what is the country music scene like over there in the UK?
It's growing, man. Yeah, it's growing. It's getting bigger. It's getting more popular every year. There's a few big festivals, and they pull in all the big names in country music. But literally every year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. There's more shows. There's more opportunities, and so it's getting more popular. That's for sure. It's getting more common with a lot of people I speak to.
Right on. Now, obviously, rumor and innuendo, as I like to say, there was a pivotal trip to Nashville in 2018 after you left school to help identify you as a country artist and reconnecting you with those origins. What was that trip like and what actually happened there?
So it was 2018. I just dropped out of university. Best decision I ever made. And I got the opportunity to go to Nashville for the first time. So I took it and went, and I've always had a love for country music, but it really, I'd just started this solo career, and going out there for the first time, it was awesome. I loved it. I fell in love with the place. It made my passion for country music stronger, and the singer-songwriter aspect of music, and it kept bringing me back.
Exactly. So was it the picking up of the guitar at a young age that really set you on that course, or was it really the later on after leaving school to, you know, this trip that set me, hey, I'm going to go this direction?
I always, like, from as soon as I started playing guitar, I was like, I'm going to become a musician. I'm going to be an artist. That's always been my goal. That's always what I've set out to do. It wasn't that trip to Nashville that made me go, this is what I'm going to do. I already knew what I was going to do. I knew that I'd end up in Nashville at some point. I didn't realize that it would be then and that soon. I've sort of always known that I was going to be a musician playing. If it was in a band or as a solo artist was the thing that I didn't know, that came a bit later.
Well, obviously, I've talked to artists who've taken them across the pond in your direction.
Yeah.
But would you, coming on this side of the pond, I know you recorded Dive Bars and Heartbreaks as an EP in January 23 in Nashville.
Mm.
Is there a big culture shock? Because obviously, taking a lad like yourself, I'm thinking playing at places in Memphis and Austin, Texas and stuff, in these different hotbeds of country, might be a culture shock in some ways. Was that the case?
Yeah, big time. Yeah, it's utterly different. And I think it's it's, you'll probably agree that it's different in, you know, per state you go through. The culture changes so much. But compared to the UK and the gig scene, the music scene in the UK, yeah, it's very different for sure.
Well, obviously you got the new single out, which we played already. And what I'd like to ask, because obviously I don't know why it's been on my list of questions, but it's popped out lately. But yeah. What do you consider success? Is it, I have to have a certain number of hits, I made X amount of dollars in the bank, I got so many awards, or what do you consider success right now?
Success? That's a good question, man. To be able to make a living off of what I love to do, which is music. So to get to a stage where I can comfortably make a living and fund all the recording I want to do and the travel and everything, and a pretty solid, loyal fan base, that'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, because the reason I wanted to ask, and it made perfect sense. I was talking to an independent actor recently who's based out of Vancouver, in that region of the world. And the answer was great, where he was talking about first success for him was, because I asked a similar question, but from the acting side of things. Sure. And he was talking about, he goes, think of it like football, or American football, at least.
Yeah.
Where they have the goalpost here. All right, great. I hit that goal. Now I'm going to, what's my next one? What's my next goal? What's, you know what I mean? To keep the motivation and the fire lit. But obviously I get that from you saying, hey, I want to hit, you know, comfortable living. I want to have a built-in fan base. I want to this, you know, all that stuff, which is good. So as a singer-songwriter, do you want to have just your stuff that you perform and record, or are you someone that's open that if somebody presents you with something, you know, that's not a bad idea. Go exit stage left, as they would say.
Yeah. I never really considered it. I've never cut anyone else's song before. And like, when I think it was probably 2022 was the first year. So just after COVID, I went back to Nashville. I went for like a month, and it was the first time I only really started co-writing with people. I'd never really co-written with people before. And Nashville's such a co-writing town. So it was kind of new to me. And I'd go and I'd play songs, writers' rounds and stuff. And new friends go like, so who did you write that with? I'm like, I didn't write that with anyone. I'm like, really? I'm like, yeah. I just, you know, wrote by myself. So it's only been the last few years that I've been new to the co-writing thing. And I've started writing with a buddy of mine over here in Oxford. His name's Hux, great musician. And he came to me with a song maybe a couple of months ago. He was like, I've just written this like country-esque song. It's not really in my category as a such. Do you want to work on it? It could be something that you might want to cut. So that idea is still floating about. So yeah, for sure. I think if the right song came along and I was like, actually, that is definitely that, you know, that's my vibe, that's my style, and I can sort of resonate with it, then yeah, I would definitely cut someone else's song if it was the right one.
So obviously we are in April of 2024, and obviously festivals are starting to pick up and shows, and yeah, you know, because it's starting to get nice out here. I don't know what the weather's like over there, but what do you see yourself for the rest of the year?
The rest of the year. So I'm heading out to Nashville in 3 weeks. Hell yeah, come back stateside. And I'm gonna be out in the States for a month, and I'm gonna be going to Denver and going up, doing like a road trip up to Montana and, you know, Wyoming and Cowboy State. So that's gonna be a bit different. I'm really looking forward to that. I got some recording happening in May for this next project that I'm working towards. There'll be more singles out. There'll be a body of work out at some point in the year. But my summer's getting pretty busy with gigs over here, really. Private or small festivals. There's only a few big country festivals in the UK. And I'm not playing any of them yet. I say yet because there's always the possibility that yes. The single might get me on them, which I'm pretty sure it might. But yeah, no, this summer's gonna be good. It's gonna be a good one. Lots of writing, lots of recording.
Absolutely.
And sharing loads more content. That's the main thing, really. I got some exciting stuff coming out.
Well, speaking of content, if you enjoyed the song or hearing our conversation, I will have links to all versions of the episode here, whether it's Brooke's Facebook, professional Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all that fun stuff. Find Spotify, you know, support these independent artists because this is what they do. And they appreciate all the love. And it's funny, I have a musical friend who has her own band who is actually over there playing some shows as we speak. So.
Oh, okay. Who's that? What's her name?
Her band's Diamonds and Whiskey.
Diamonds and Whiskey. I'll check them out.
Yeah, hold on. I'll tell you exactly the shows they're playing. Well, who they're playing with. They're opening for... They are opening for Blue, if you've heard of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're doing some shows over there for a month with Blue, so it's good time.
Yeah. I'll see if I roll into Oxford or London or something, see if I can go and see.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll send you their info because it's always nice to connect people. So,
oh, yeah, that sounds good.
But, Brooke, thank you so much for the time, sir. And please keep in touch.
Jonathan, thanks for having me, dude. I really appreciate it.
Hey there, Friday fans. We know how much you enjoy the movies. Enjoy grabbing your Friday merchandise and interacting with the Friday family, whether it be at conventions or during our particular watch-alongs. Well, when you're looking to get yourself masks, why not check out our friends over at Camp Blood Customs out of New York State and order your specific custom mask from any of the films. All orders are made specifically. Your needs and wants are. Make sure you find Camp Blood Customs on Facebook, Instagram, and all over social media and order yours today.
Hi y'all, this is Dallas Remington, and you're listening to Crazy Train Radio.
You don't think you gotta cook. You don't think you gotta clean. You wanna paint your nails, sit around reading magazines. A selfie machine.